Okay, today, Be'ezras Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Eduyos, and we are up to Parak Bey's Mishnah Vav. Shlosh Dvarim Amar Rabbi Shmuel V'lo Hoda Lo Rabbi Akiva. There are three things Rabbi Shmuel said, and Rabbi Akiva did not agree to him. Hashum V'habos V'amlilos Shariskan Miba'od Yom. If you have garlic or boser, which is an unripened date, and melilos, which are stalks that are not ripened, and they you hold them down with stones and liquid flows from them, and you could and you dip things into it. So if you crush them, mibod yom. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Yigmar Mishtach Shach. Rabbi Kiva Lo Yigmar. Rabbi Shmuel says you could let the juices keep on flowing even after Shabbos begins, and once it's chopped up and the juice flows out, that's okay that it continues to flow out on Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva says, you cannot just let the juice keep on oozing out on Shabbos. According to Rabbi Kiva, there's an issur d'rabbanan, even though the malacha is done on Erev Shabbos, but you have these garlic, it wasn't unripe dates, it was unripe grapes. A boser is unripe grapes. So if you have unripe grapes, unripe grain, or garlic that you chop up and there's juice oozing out, so that's the machlokas, whether it may continue to ooze out on Shabbos. Now, Mishnah Zayin, Shos Dvar Mam Lufnei Rabbi Kiva. There were three things that were said in front of Rabbi Kiva. Shnayim Mishum Rabbi Lazar, two in the name of Rabbi Lazar, Vechel Mishum Rabbi Shua, one in the name of Rabbi Shua. Shnayim Mishum Rabbi Lazar, the two that were said in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, Yotzei Shabir Shel Zav, a woman is allowed to go out on Shabbos wearing a particular piece of jewelry referred to as an ear shel zahav, Umafriche Yonam Psulim La'edos, and people who race pigeons are possible to give edus because it's a form of gambling. Vechem Mishum Rabbi Shua, and the one thing he said in the name of Rabbi Shua, Hasharetz b'fi chulda, if you have a sheretz, a dead sheretz, in the mouth of a chulda, of a weasel, umahalech salgabi kikar shel truma, and the weasel is walking over truma loaves of bread, savig naga, savig lo naga, but you don't know if the sheretz, the weasel itself is not going to be mitame, the sheretz could be mitame, but you're not sure if the sheretz touched those loaves of bread, sveiko tahar. The halacha is that the loaves of bread are tahar because the dead sheretz was going from one place to the other, and whenever it's an item that's in transit and we're not sure if it was metame something, the halacha is we assume that it was not metame the other item. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Vav, we said that there were three things that Rabbi Shmuel said and Rabbi Kiva did not agree, and that is about the garlic, the unripe grapes, and the unripe grain, where it was crushed on Friday and juice continued to ooze on Shabbos. That Rabbi Shmuel says it's okay, you can let the juice keep on oozing on Shabbos, and Rabbi Kiva did not agree. He thought you cannot let it keep on oozing on Shabbos. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we learned three things that they said to Rabbi Akiva, two in the name of Rabbi Lazar, one in the name of Rabbi Shua. The two in the name of Rabbi Lazar was about a woman wearing a particular type of jewelry called an ear shel zahav, and we're not afraid that she's going to remove it outside of the Erev on Shabbos in order to show it off to a friend. And the second was about people who race pigeons being pasul edus. And the one in the name of Rabbi Yeshua was that if you have a weasel carrying a sheretz in its mouth running across truma loaves of bread, and we don't know if the sheretz touched it or not, so sveiko tahar, because the tuma overes is considered to be sveiko tahar. That's what we assume even in Rosh Hashanah. Normally the rule of tuma is savi tuma Rosh Hashanah is tahar, Rosh Hashanah is tameh, but a tuma overes even Rosh Hashanah is going to be tahar. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches.